Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off? The entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks!
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
This week in music history. This week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his left arm in a car accident. Nickelback went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with How You Remind Me this week in 2001. This week in 2002, Diana Ross was arrested for drunk driving by police in Arizona. The funeral of former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer took place in London this week in 2002.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamertag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Coach Collins and the Wildcats return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 o'clock. For the non-conference finale, tickets are available at nusports.com. At this point of the season for the Bears, a record of 3-11, head coach John Fox, one thing he's looking for is focus. Does his team have it right now?
Yeah, I think you got to give the opponent some credit, too. They practice and get paid, too. Every one of these takes on a different personality. This is a different ball club, different strengths and weaknesses. And, our guys are focused like they have been every week. No different this week.
They will have to focus a couple of more times, this time against Washington, Christmas Eve Day. They will play them, and then they will close out the season the following week, and that'll be it for the Bears this season. In practice today, Tracy Porter was out there. He was on the field, good to go. Same thing for Pernell McPhee. Eddie Goldman, however, an injured ankle kept him off the field for today. We have Bears All Access starting at 6 o'clock. That happens tonight, and then Thursday Night Football on The Score. It is the Eagles and the Giants, and the broadcast is at 7. Speaking of the Giants, receiver Odell Beckham Jr., he got fined $18,000 by the NFL for wearing those cleats honoring the late Craig Sager. Marian Hossa and Artem Anisimov will not play for the Blackhawks tomorrow when they take on the Avalanche. However, there is good news. Corey Crawford is coming back. He is returning from the appendectomy, and he will be able to play. In fact, he will start against the Avalanche. Again, that game is tomorrow night. The Bulls are off tonight, but they'll play Charlotte tomorrow. And Duke has suspended guard Grayson Allen for tripping an opponent. This update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And for great deals on last-minute gifts, go to Lowe's. Right now, a Cobalt 100-piece mechanics tool set, just $49. Offer ends January 23rd, while supplies last, U.S. only. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This Hour of the Score is brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Shop Viking for great holiday specials.
I've listened to so much crap in the last 2 weeks.
Hey, buddy.
You know, you hear all that crap, but I understood that that crap was going to come with the territory.
Hey, buddy.
But I'll live with the crap.
Buddy.
And I feel very good.
He's a disgruntled Scottish guard known for his lethal temper and his unusual eating habits. He weighs a metric ton. His name... Fat Bastard.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seem resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Crap me. No.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little
And the last year of crapping is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
We always like to limit this to something someone said.
Not something someone did. And today, we believe we don't have to even restate the mission. I think of the colors I see, they know.
And
I'm right in front of me.
I am told that we are going to begin this in magical fashion. Our first crap is from Gary from Evanston.
Happy holidays, guys. I'm thrilled that Quentin Tarantino dressed Jamie Foxx's Django character in a Little Joe green jacket as a tribute to Michael Landon. Anyway. That's true. Anyway, during her 10 o'clock Christmas shopping news report the Sunday night before Christmas, Channel 7's Evelyn Holmes actually said, quote, last-minute folks shopping got a bit of a reprieve this year. Remember, Christmas usually falls on a weekend, but this year it's falling on a Tuesday. Well, as Christmas is always December 25th, and as weekends only make up 2 of the 7 days in a week, I must ask Evelyn Holmes, who are you crapping?
Good start, Gary. Next up is Steve in Bolingbrook on who you're crapping on the score.
Man, I hope we're not both calling from the same place. This crap goes out to industry gas bag Chet Kopic. Back on January 2nd, 1992, the score was born. Two guys named Dan Lee and Seth Mason decided to start a full-time sports radio station in Chicago. Many people were approached and showing just how weak sports talk radio was back then. The top name in the industry was Chet Kopic. So Chet was approached about coming on board, and thankfully, he declined. Too bad Mike Murphy didn't as well. Chet has given many reasons over the years as to why he said no. They included answers like, it was daytime only. I was making too much money at the Loop. Seth took me to breakfast at too small a restaurant in Milwaukee Avenue, and he didn't think it would last. I think the number one answer is a complete lack of guts. Everyone, please take a long look at the man being honored today. He was an established writer, but he had the stones to take a chance. For 25 years, he's done this job with integrity, humor, compassion, and tough, loved honesty. I believe the job of someone in journalism is to get you to think. Uncle Terry has done that. I hope everyone will join me in saluting a man who I am proud to call a friend. So two questions for all of you. Aren't you glad we got Terry Boris for 25 years instead? And Chet Kopic, who you crapping?
Wow. Thank you, Steve.
Wow, was that strong. That just nailed it. Live here at Real Time Sports, NIU Dave.
Hey, guys. Godspeed, Terry, and thanks again. This crap goes out to Dallas Cowboys running back and showboat artist Ezekiel Elliott, who recently said, all these young guys deciding to skip their bowl games. I would do anything to play one more time with my brothers in that scarlet and gray. Well, Zeke, unless you can get into a time machine, that's not going to be possible. You left several bowl games and football games of eligibility when you came out as a junior. Zeke, who you crapping?
Nicely done.
In normal, it's Dr. John on the score.
This crap goes out to former baseball commissioner and Hall of Famer-elect Bud Selig. While there are many things to criticize about the maladroit, drug-enabling, willful ignoramus, let's focus on one particular set of statements. In 2005, as Barry Bonds approached Babe Ruth's home run mark of 715, Selig stated, quote, we're just trying to be consistent. The record is owned by Hank Aaron. There will be plenty of acknowledgments by the media when he passes Ruth, but when a man breaks a record, we'll honor that. Fast forward to 2006, the year Giants owner Peter McGowan decided to retain Bonds, and more specifically, August 7th, when Barry Bonds launched his 756th home run. A 10-minute celebration followed without Selig in attendance. This is something he did, not said, though, and he congratulated Bonds by phone afterwards. Selig couldn't be in attendance because, fittingly, he had the more pressing matter of being in New York preparing to testify to Senator George Mitchell about the ongoing investigation into steroid use in baseball. Selig's act of verbal hypocrisy came later after a 2014 ceremony he did attend commemorating the 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron's record-breaking home run. Selig was asked about Aaron being called the true home run king. He said, quote, I'm always in a sensitive spot there, but I've said that myself, and I'll just leave it at that. So which is it, you waffling waste of carbon? Are you honoring Bonds' breaking of the record under tainted circumstances you largely propagated? Or are you admitting that baseball's success during your tenure, much like you yourself, shouldn't be taken seriously? Next July 30th, when you're celebrating your induction into the Hall of Fame, on the same day you celebrate birthday number 83, ask yourself, Bud Selig, who are you crapping at?
All right, John, and look at this. This is, and under this moniker as well, 10-foot midget in Beverly on who you're crapping on the score.
In an October 4th, 1990 piece titled Sometimes Sports Shuffle, Michael Miner of the Chicago Reader detailed the changing of the sports column guard as a dashing Terry Boers had moved from print to the weekly sex appeal Chicago sports fans so craved on the Sports Writers program. Commenting on how new editorial leadership at the Sun-Times had made it clear that his style of writing was no longer exactly welcome, Terry told the Reader, quote, nobody propped me up and said, be an a-hole. It comes naturally for me. That's me. Radio, TV, whatever it is, there's no difference in my persona, unquote. Now, to longtime score listeners, Boers' words seem obvious. This is a man who, for 25 years on the score, 17 of them sitting next to America's answer to one of those Russian deep-sea fishing photos on Twitter, has so blatantly been an irascible, blithering turd on fire. But the rub is for anyone who has been fortunate enough to experience Terry Boers off the air. The major players like Maddie and Tanny and Jason, as you just heard, have mentioned several times what a good person Terry is, somewhere between a radio father figure and an earnest drunk uncle a father would never leave a child alone with. But I've never heard any score-affiliated person that has ever said a bad word about Terry, with the exception of Mike Murphy, who these days is collaborating with Skip Bayless on how not to get caught giving yourself praise under the ruse of a fictional fan. This is especially true for the tangential B&B show Little Idiots Like Me. Years ago, meeting Terry at Score Remotes, not once was he ever anything but funny and friendly to me. And after I used pictures taken while delivering pizzas to a nude Mitch Rosen to get my stupid writing gig here, Terry was complimentary of my columnist work when he didn't have to be. So you lied back in 1990, Terry Boers. There certainly is a difference in your a-hole persona, and it has made a difference to a lot of different people. Terry Boers, kiss my ass, you retiring bastard, and who you crabbing?
We can arrange that.
Back right in front of us, it is Joe from Plainfield on the score.
Young Joe.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for fun car rides on the way home. And Terry, I wish you nothing
but the best. I can't hear a word you're saying.
This crap goes out to Republican Senator John McCain. While on CNN on Sunday morning discussing the Russian hacking scandal, McCain said that current U.S. relations with foreign countries could, quote, wreck the great post-world peace in the post-World War II peace in the world. Not only have there been many conflicts in the world since World War II, but one of them was a war in Vietnam in which McCain was not only an American soldier, but also a prisoner of war. So, John, thank you so much for your many years of service to our nation, but maybe you need to read a history book once in a while, or perhaps just remember your own time on Earth. John McCain, who you crapping?
I should have gotten Joe. Thank you.
It is Glenn downtown on the score.
Thank you, gentlemen. This morning, frantically searching the Chicago Tribune for something crapworthy, I came across the following headline. Chicagoan in Jeopardy battle with champ felled by cancer. I was intrigued. Who knew that one of the elements of the afterlife involved appearing on daytime television? I'll take game show reanimations for 200, Alex. Reading on, I found that the article was about a Jeopardy contestant afflicted with terminal cancer who played and won multiple contests before she died and donated all her winnings to cancer research. A very nice story. Oh, and in her final game, the contestant who came in third was from Chicago. Well, that's nice and completely tangential. Look, if you want to write a story about a Jeopardy contestant from Chicago, make the story about the contestant from Chicago. If the story is about something else, please don't assume that your readers are so shallow that they will only read it if it contains a link to someone whose second cousin once got stranded at O'Hare for 2 hours. In conclusion, Perry Boars, love you, and Chicago Tribune, who you crapping?
We've got more coming your way after a brief timeout. The final edition of Who Ya Crappin' before it goes on indefinite hiatus. Don't go anywhere. You have the score.
In Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Oh boy. Let's start with Black Physicist on The Score.
Hi guys.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. In central New York, the winters are long, which is why Syracuse basketball is so darn important. But after last night's implosion at the hands of the St. John's Red Storm, one has to wonder if fans would be better served starting a Sopranos marathon to make their way through the next few months. I mean, the Johnnies went up to the Carrier Dome and hammered SU by 33 points. And Jim Boeheim was telling us this was one of his best teams in years, maybe ever. Now the question is this one of his worst teams ever? With five losses, even before the grind of the ACC season, 18 wins might be overly generous for SU. So go make reservations for Dinosaur Barbecue. Grab tickets to go see Rogue One at the Carousel Mall, because I don't think you want to be watching Syracuse Hoops right now. I'm DA.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans. The hit book, What It Takes, is now available for purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major websites. Follow the journey of average fan Jacob Riley when, as a gimmick, he gets a chance to play baseball on the north side of Chicago. Can his hard work and ingenuity help him bat over 200, contribute to a major league team, and maybe even lead them to another championship title? Find out in J. Gerard Jr.'s exciting new book, What It Takes. If you're a true Chicago baseball fan, you have to have this book. That's What It Takes by J. Gerard Jr., available on Amazon and other major retailers. Buy it today.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out. Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now. Up to 75% off the entire store? That's right, Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now. I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks. Don't thank me, thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All France 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Interesting items in music.
You hear what I hear.
The Cuban Missile Crisis, in a nutshell, was a 13-day confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union over Soviet missiles deployed in Cuba. This occurred in October of 1962. At that same time, the holiday classic Do You Hear What I Hear was written. The two songwriters were married. More than anything else, they say the song was inspired by the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was written to be a plea for peace.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays,
I'm pregnant,
to Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for!
Five funny women who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
This week in music history. This week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his left arm in a car accident. Nickelback went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with How You Remind Me this week in 2001. This week in 2002, Diana Ross was arrested for drunk driving by police in Arizona. The funeral of former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer took place in London this week in 2002. Interesting items in music. White Christmas was written by Jewish songwriter Irving Berlin somewhere around the year 1940. Different accounts give different dates. The most well-known version is the Bing Crosby version, which just so happens to be the biggest selling single of all time, with sales over 100 million. Add to that sales from various other artist performances, and the song has easily sold over 150 million. Interestingly enough, Berlin hated the version recorded by Elvis, so much so that he tried to get it banned from radio.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we are in the midst of the very last two-year Crab and Boys and Bernstein in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here on site at Real Time Sports, this is Danny from Route 83.
83.
It's a pleasure to be on the last two-year Crab. And this crap goes out to Yahoo Fantasy Sports. A couple months back when Jose Fernandez tragically died, I got an update on my notification on my phone in the morning that said Jose Fernandez's injury status had been changed from healthy to day-to-day. When I opened up the notification, it said he had died. I don't know what evil dead world you're living in, but death is not a day-to-day injury. Yahoo Fantasy Sports, who are you crapping?
Well, and without a script, let the record show, without a script.
Oh, Lord.
Next up is Quad City Pat. On who you're crapping on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Look, Pat.
Good. Thank you very much for the last 17 years. Now, here we go. This final crap goes to longtime radio yakker, thin-skinned ass clown and all-around Finazio, Terry's old buddy, Chet Kopic. On the day Terry penned a heartfelt column and had a tearful discussion of his impending retirement on air, Kopic took to Facebook, the medium of grandparents everywhere, and decided to deride and insult Terry. Writing in part that he got Terry hired at the score, an assertion which is basically unprovable, he went on to call Terry a punk, and then later in the screed, a punk from Mokena. Now, setting aside that Terry isn't from Mokena, a punk by definition is a young ruffian, hoodlum, or inexperienced youth. I know Terry may be many things, but young he ain't. Chet, your thin-skinned attacks and jealousy are so apparent, you could be a Trump cabinet member. Secretary of the Interior comes to mind. So Terry, Godspeed. Chet, kiss Terry's ass, and when you're done smooching, please tell us who you crapping.
Always appreciated,
yeah,
Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
And thanks
be well.
And thank you for your contributions to this show as well in a professional capacity.
Yep.
Mr. Pouty Pants is here, and he's on who you're
Under
crapping.
Drive. Wow.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
After the Cubs won the World Series, Dan said the moment that will stick with him the most was Chris Bryant's eyes and smile as he was making the final play to win the World Series. Dan said it was as if Bryant was staring in the face of history and laughing. I agree, it was an amazing moment, and I'm not ashamed to say I also get lost in Bryant's eyes. But Dan, aren't you the same guy who for all these years, for all sports, and especially throughout these playoffs, has been saying these players don't know or care about a team's losing history or curse or all the dead fans that never got to see their team win a championship? I get it. That play was probably the biggest sports moment of our lives. But Dan, you might be the last person on Earth who was allowed to suddenly turn into a philosophical meatball over-glorify sports. I almost expected you to turn into Jim Gray and tell me that in the same way Drew Brees saved New Orleans from the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, Chris Bryant's glacial blue eyes could save no fewer than 83 lives each week by stopping the bullets from flying around Chicago as if he was Neo from The Matrix. Dan Bernstein, movie reference?
Who you movie reference?
No, wow, you beat Danny to it. Look at that. Ouch.
In Berwyn, another old friend, Napoleon Dynamite, is on who you crapping on the score.
Everybody shut up, gosh. Anyway, this is my 83rd and final crap.
83.
And this crap, yes. And this crap goes out to Hub Arkish, who earlier this week said that the NFL does not have the drug problems that other leagues have. Flip an idiot? Yes, they do. In fact, statistics show that the only league that has more drug arrests is the NBA. Idiot. So, Terry, I'm glad you're finally going to have more time to play tetherball with me. Dan, I would invite you to my wrestling shows, but your head's too big to get in the door. And Hub, who are you crapping? Okay, bye.
Movie reference. Back live to Real Time Sports and the basso profundo of a Mr. Mouth.
That's me. When Hurricane head honcho Mark Richt opened his thin-lipped gob on Wednesday, fans were perhaps relieved to not hear yet another big-game losing play or pablum about personalized Bibles. Richt instead only produced the following bolide about the recent rash of players sitting out bowl games. Quote, I think it's sad. Until the season is over, you should be with your team, really and truly. End quote. Yes, how tragic of Fournette, McCaffrey et al. To duck exhibition games, glossing an uncompensated amateur sports season, and foregoing further risk to life, limb, and livelihood. Clearly, that's a sin grave enough for Rick to break the coach's code, sanctimoniously denouncing other coaches' players. Don't they know where that bowl money goes? What I wonder, though, is where Rick's sanctimony was back in December of '88. That's when the leader of a team with championship prospects...
10-1 Florida State, up and walked out on his team just before January's Sugar Bowl. What's worse, the Judas in question defected to another university in exchange for money, and Richt and the NCAA had not a damn word to say about it. Maybe that's because this Seminole Benedict Arnold was marked Richt, really and truly turning his back on his players to climb another greasy lung on the coach. Yeah, you know what I meant. To climb the coaching ladder. Mark Richt, your mediocrity even in your hypocrisy. Try staying with your own damn team this season and have them all ask you, who you crapping?
Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
To the northwest side and the formidable Stonecutter on the score.
Guys, it's been a blast.
Thank you.
I wanted to go after a Terry nemesis one last time, but Sid Hartman has a broken hip, and they've apparently taken his typewriter away, and I'd rather drink water and Flint than read Mitch Albom. If you ever wanted to watch a man morph into a corkscrew, you needn't look further than Yahoo Sports MLB columnist Tim Brown, who found time to crank out 800 words under the headline, "Yeah, it's all Bud Selig's fault for MLB's steroid mess." That would seem to be cut and dried, but a few paragraphs later, Tim appears to shift his blame to the players for not taking responsibility for themselves, saying, quote, "If only he had said the word stop, then no player would have dared stuck a needle in his own thigh. No player would have dared test the consequences of performance-enhancing drug use. No player would have dared defy Bud Selig. And how could they have known if it was wrong otherwise?" All right, fine, I guess. But a few paragraphs later and you get, well, whatever this is. Quote, "If Bud, who at his worst did not wrest syringes from the hands of offenders, must be recognized for his career, then those whose hands were not freed of those syringes must also be recognized. Surely you see the logic. The commissioner of baseball gets a lifetime achievement award. The man who took advantage of the men who took advantage of the commissioner's dilemma are absolved of their steamy, cowardly, lazy, selfish acts of, oh, hell, good for them. Makes total sense. Surely I see the logic. Makes total sense. No, I don't, and no, it doesn't. I literally cannot tell if you're mad at Bud, mad at the players, mad at both, or mad at neither, because you can't tell either. Tim Brown, put a coach's thought together and tell us who you're crapping."
Thank you, Stonecutter. In Springfield, Mr. Burns on the score.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
I would like to echo the sentiments of many for saying thank you to Terry Boris for helping us through many difficult times, 9/11 mass shootings, the scandals of the Catholic Church, and many, many losing Bears seasons. So much losing. Thank you for all that you've done. At any rate, President-elect Donald Trump, my dear friend and potential kidney, issued a personal statement on Monday. ISIS and other Islamic terrorists continue to slaughter Christians in their communities and places of worship as part of their global jihad. When asked by a reporter about this statement 48 hours later, Donald said, "Who said that? Even at 104 years, I tend to remember multiple things for more than 48 hours at a time, such as the fact that it's time to try to go to the bathroom again. Don, I love you more than Smithers, a bit less than TV, but who are you crapping?"
Thanks, Mr. Burns. This is a guy whose work I usually read, maybe the first time we're hearing from expectant grandpa in River Forest on the score.
After Travis Wood's home run in Game 2 of the Cubs-Giants series, John Smoltz talked about the difficulty a pitcher has concentrating in the next inning after hitting a home run. He noted that he always had a rough inning on the mound after he hit one. John, in the five innings following your five career home runs, you allowed one run on four hits, struck out five, and walked one. You had an ERA of 1.8, a whip of 1.0, and a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 5, all substantially better than your Hall of Fame career numbers. Hawk Harrelson might even say you were the best right-handed pitcher in innings after hitting a home run that he ever saw. I appreciate the modesty, but John Smoltz, who you crapping?
Nice catch.
Very good.
Ian in Boston is on WSCR on who you crapping.
This crap goes out to former Cubs broadcaster Bob Brenly. On September 17, 2008, Brenly waxed poetic about Craig Counsell and the 2001 World Series champion Diamondbacks. Brenly said that Counsell's home run in the first inning of Game 1 was so important that he considered it the second biggest hit of the series, behind only Luis Gonzalez's walk-off single in Game 7. Counsell's homer, which he hit in an eventual 9-1 victory where the opposing starter was pulled after three innings, had a win probability added of just 10%, according to Baseball Reference. Conspicuously absent from Brenly's mind was Tony Womack's Game 7, bottom of the ninth, game-tying RBI double, which, in fact, according to analysis by Ranny, Jay's the Yeri at Grantland, Womack's double was the second most pivotal play in the history of baseball, changing Arizona's championship odds by 50%. Also, three times the win probability added of Luis Gonzalez's single. So on account of the scrappiness of Craig Counsell, the second most consequential play in the history of baseball can't even crack Bob Brenly's top two hits of a single World Series. Bob Brenly, who you crapping?
Thank you, Ian. Vernon Hills, this is Mark on who you crapping on the score.
Dan and Terry, thank you for helping me be a smarter sports observer. But anyways, this dated post-election crap goes to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. I may be stating the obvious when I say that social media feeds, especially Facebook, were a cesspool of misinformation throughout the 2016 election cycle. Articles with headlines like Hillary Clinton calling for civil war if Trump is elected, Barack Obama admits he was born in Kenya, FBI agent who was suspected of leaking Hillary's corruption is dead, had everything users would want. Crime, fraud, scandal, it's just one problem. They were false. Not real, fake. I mean, of course they were, right? Pope Francis shocks the world endorsing Trump for president. Not my pope. However, Zuckerberg denies his role that his site has in this problem, saying in a post-election interview that he thought it was pretty crazy to think that these false stories had any actual real influence on the outcome of the election, even saying, quote, all the research we have suggests that this really isn't a problem. All the research, Mark, how about in 2010 when a Facebook study concluded that people were 83% more likely to vote if they saw on Facebook that their friends did? Or a 2016 Pew research study that concluded that 44% of adults get their news from social media, primarily Facebook. Add that to Facebook's algorithm that suggests posts based on what the person has posted or what their friends post. Pretty crazy is a perfect description. It's pretty crazy to think that individuals are not being given the news objectively. It's pretty crazy to think that we exist in our own echo chambers. But what's craziest is thinking that Zuckerberg, who has often said, quote, I want what we do to have a good impact on the world, does not see the problem Facebook has helped create. Mark, let your good impact begin with halting the rapid spread of headlines meant to shock, horrify, and gall people into these impenetrable fields of hate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good. Good God.
Had to get one in there, right?
Good God, man.
Wow.
Richmond, Virginia. Louie, you're on the score on who you crapping. Hello, Louie.
Hey, boys. Terry, I've been listening to you since I was 11. I'm going to miss you, and I can't think of no better tribute than calling with my first phone crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes out to King Ratface, Mike Krzyzewski. Yesterday, after the dukiest of Duke players, Grayson Allen, tripped an opposing player in a game for at least the third time, Coach Rodent said in reference to whether Allen would be suspended, I handle things the way I handle them, and I think I've handled this correctly and will continue to handle it correctly, and I don't need to satisfy what other people think I should do. Okay, Coach Big Cheese, where to start? Well, let's look back to the end of Duke's last season when you said to Dylan Brooks of Oregon that he's too good of a player to be doing things like that, referring to him hitting a three-pointer with the game in hand while the shot clock and game clock were about to expire. So basically, your punk of a player can run afoul of the rules and attempt to physically harm opposing players multiple times, and up until a couple hours ago, he was never disciplined. But if an opposing player does something borderline unsportsmanlike, well within the rules, he gets some kind of lecture on morality like your Master Splinter in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. Movie reference? There are good guys in the world, there are bad guys in the world, but the worst guys are the bad guys disguised as good guys, or rats. And if you are wondering which of the three you are, pop open the lid on your trash can and ask yourself, who are you crapping at?
Borderline, you're good, yeah.
The penultimate almost crap will be from Rick in Flossmoor on the score.
Terry, this is my deep and heartfelt thanks to you. Godspeed, brother.
Thank you.
This quick and thankful crap goes out to the illustrious, charming, and damn handsome Terry Bors. Let's remember way back to the summer of 2014, when the Cubs were still the lovable losers, and Americans had yet to lose their damn minds. Football camps had opened. It was about 83 degrees out. And Terry was waxing poetic about preseason football. He said, ooh, I'm so excited for football. So excited. It's coming. It's just over the horizon. I can see it. Terry, the horizon exists because we live on a sphere. The horizon is that point where the planet begins to bend away from our linearly based optical facilities. If you are not a true chameleon, you don't have eyes that can see around corners, and thus, if something is over the horizon, it is on part of the planet that we cannot see directly. Terry, as you ride off into the sunset, a sunset created by the horizon, and know that our love and respect go with you, ask yourself two questions. First, now that I'm retired, what am I going to spend my time doing tomorrow? Maybe I should study some of that sciencey stuff. Nope. Maybe that's the wrong thing to do. And second, who are you crapping?
All right, Rick. Now, I don't know if you brought it with you. I don't know where it might be, but we need to find out one last time from you, if you will please check the manometer.
I'm checking the manometer right now. It's ready to burst after some of this, yes.
And it's... did it end up at the Isle of Man?
Yeah, we ended up at the Isle of Man. That's where
Elk Grove Village.
That's where I'm going.
Manny says it's actually an Elk Grove Village.
Immediately heading to the Isle of Man.
And here, to close out who you crappin'. I mean, wow, close it out. It's unemployed lawyer.
This is my last crap. Terry, I was sorry to hear about the chimp attack, and I hope you'll continue to get better. Something tells me being away from Dan will help. Thanks for keeping me company on all those lonely car rides over the years. Did you know that today marks the birth and death dates of Michael Landon, Dan Blocker, Pernell Roberts, and the great Lauren Green? I'm going to close out Who You Crappin' with a Who You Crappin' crap about Who You Crappin', and it goes out to the Boers and Bernstein Show, even though only one of you was dumb enough to provide the quotes in question.
I know where this is going.
Last week, Dan Bernstein announced the end of this signature segment with a final blowout edition. He gave us all 7 days to prepare something. Quote, we're going to give you this much lead time because we look forward to it. 1 week's warning to really do it right. Why is the segment dying? Quote, the speed and ubiquitousness of information all the time. Everything just felt old. You can't wait a week to make fun of somebody. By Lucifer's beard. We got a week's lead time for this special Who You Crappin'? A segment that has been bad because too many people take a week's lead time. I've got to say, it's not significantly dumber than everything else on this show. The show stunk. This segment stunk. Dan stunk. Terry stunk. Balloon Gary Coleman stunk. The defense stunk. The receivers stunk. The quarterback stunk. Terry, mazel tov for getting off this sinking ship. I said ship. Only 17 years after it jumped the shark. So for the final time, we all ask you, the Boers and Bernstein Show, who you crappin'?
You make us wonder with the things you say. Maybe you were having it all day. You must have thought.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
This hour's score is brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Shop Viking for great holiday specials.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was great. And thank you. Thanks for everybody
thanks
who
participating
for all the creativity.
Thank you very much.
It was wonderful. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back and wrap things up.
Wrap things up,
right?
Yeah.
Boers and Bernstein.
Dating back to 1885 as the founding franchise of major soft drinks, Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own bear den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
Gore.com. Find new roads.
All right, so when I got the Xfinity X1 system, I thought this is the greatest system in the world. And then they improved it. They added the X1 DVR. You can watch one show and record the five others at the same time. And I thought, well, they've done it. It's the very best. And then they added the X1 voice remote. Find anything you're looking for in just a matter of seconds. And I thought, well, the X1 system from Xfinity cannot get any better. And then they did it again. Xfinity, they've added Netflix now to X1. If you already have a subscription to Netflix, you can access it through your X1 system with Xfinity. Just say, show me Netflix, and things that'll be available, movies, TV series, will pop up right there. Ask for specific shows like Show Me House of Cards. show me watch Stranger Things, and then when you do that, it'll pop up there right there on your screen if you have a Netflix subscription already. I was watching some movies the other day on Netflix through my X1 system. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. You have to get the X1 system. I'm telling you, it'll change the way you watch TV at home. And right now, new customers can get the X1 Starter Double Play from Xfinity for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. You get Stream Picks included, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. So go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. This offer ends 1/31/17. You have some time, but don't waste it. Get the X1 system at your house and take advantage of your Netflix subscription through the X1 system. Call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year, friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with girls' festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Interesting items in music. Silver bells. The Christmas classic Silver Bells was almost known by a different name. Originally, the song was called Tinkle Bells. In an interview, the writers admitted that it never even crossed their minds that the word tinkle had a dual meaning. It wasn't until the wife of one of the composers insisted they change the word tinkle, citing that many people would connect the song to the bathroom.
The bottomless nature of our unlimited high-speed data.
It's really not necessary. What about wireless contracts, you ask? Well, that's simple, too. There aren't any. Zilch, nada, nil. Bottom line, Simple Mobile gives you more speed and more data for less money. Period. Because if you want better wireless, the answer's simple. Simple Mobile. Available at Best Buy, Target, Walgreens, and other select national retailers. Savings may vary. To get 4G LTE speed, you must have a 4G LTE capable device and 4G LTE SIM. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at Simple.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Interesting item. Interesting music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice can be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokes animal, Tony the Tiger. Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
Get around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Brenda Lee had 47 songs chart over the course of her career, with one of the most famous being Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She was a tiny thing, standing at only 4'9" tall. And interestingly enough, at the time when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was only 13 years old. Interesting items in music. White Christmas was written by Jewish songwriter Irving Berlin somewhere around the year 1940. Different accounts give different dates. The most well-known version is the Bing Crosby version, which just so happens to be the biggest selling single of all time, with sales over 100 million. Add to that sales from various other artist performances, and the song has easily sold over 150 million. Interestingly enough, Berlin hated the version recorded by Elvis, so much so that he tried to get it banned from radio.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Interesting items in music.
You hear what I hear.
You hear what I hear.
The Cuban Missile Crisis, in a nutshell, was a 13-day confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union over Soviet missiles deployed in Cuba. This occurred in October of 1962. At that same time, the holiday classic Do You Hear What I Hear was written. The two songwriters were married. More than anything else, they say the song was inspired by the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was written to be a plea for peace.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The final Boers and Bernstein show ever on 670 The Score.
And it is indeed the final show, in the final minutes of the final show. Boers and Bernstein.
We'll take caller 6 at the contest line, 312-591-6700, to win a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. The gift that keeps on giving, brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. Thank our sponsors today. Yep. First of all, Real Time Sports for the hospitality, as always, many years.
Always great here.
We cherish our relationship, not only as a show, but as a station, and look forward to it going on. Also, thank Windy City Suites in Lakeview, Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Muller Honda of Gurnee, Bolingbrook Golf Club, Craftsman, Arango Cigar, and everybody else for it's. Especially for this show, when you start talking about sponsors, I don't think I can mention Bud and Bud Light, Sean Lennon and the folks there enough for what they've done for us. David Hochberg and so many who've stuck
with
us.
Most accessible radio show in Chicago history.
And it's being that accessible has meant something, and always and I look forward to continue as we go on here, being out, being accessible, and being part of that. Before we get into a lot of the thank yous, and there are so many. This show, since 2004, has been connected to a charity that helps kids who have cancer and leukemia. And it just so happened there was a tiny little poker tournament that the junior board of this very, very small charity was doing, and they asked me to MC. And it raised a bunch of money, and it continued for the next few years. And we talked about children's oncology services, the one-step programs for kids with cancer and leukemia. And it ended up with me being asked to join the board of directors, which I did during a difficult time for the organization. I didn't know some of the uphill battles, some of the headwinds that a very small and largely almost family-run organization was facing as it evolved, and how involved I would be personally in helping the organization grow and change and, frankly, for a time, survive. It would not have happened without you, the Boers and Bernstein listener, who's done so much, dollars and dollars and dollars, countless dollars
over
to this,
over again,
to this small charity. And I can tell you now, as proud vice chairman of Children's Oncology Services, that it would not have been without the community of this show. And we just finished our budgeting for next year, and we are healthier as an organization, stronger, bigger, reaching more kids, helping more kids, not saying no to kids, expanding now, expanding the size of our camp, expanding our programs, moving to new hospitals with new numbers of medical volunteers, building state-of-the-art facilities, largely because of this show. It would not be possible without the community of this show. And it wouldn't be possible without you, Terry, informed by your personal experience, your commitment. And any time I said, yeah, I want to talk about this here, I want to talk about this there, you never said, let's get away from that, let's get back to something else.
It was important to me as well.
The fact that it was personally important to you made it. It is one of the proudest aspects of this show, and a true, lasting legacy, beyond a bunch of jokes, beyond sports talk, beyond just making people laugh. What this show has done to help kids with cancer and leukemia has been, frankly, and I know it from the inside. I know it because I help run this place and I run the organization now. It has been remarkable, and I speak for the entire board. I speak for everyone involved in the organization to thank the entire Boers and Bernstein community for their help and for how many kids that continue to be helped because of this show. And I can tell you this, that as I continue, as the next chapter is written for the Scores afternoon show, it's not going to stop. And whatever the next incarnation is from right now, as long as I am associated with it, dedicated to continuing to help these kids. And we are going to do it. We could not have done it. And I don't even know if the organization would be here today if it weren't for the efforts of you and everybody involved in this show.
And we got a very generous contribution today from our Bill from Joliet. Very nice. He gave me a check for $1,000 and said, fill into whatever charity you want to go to. And that's what I did. I gave it to you.
And he filled it right in. And so there's some thank you right there in the form of the Infusino Limoncello from the president of our organization. And I don't know where you want to start here, but I will leave it to you. Because I know I'll leave people out. Hell, I've got Mitch to my left. I got Maddie in front of me. There are too many. In 17 years, there are almost too many
too
people.
Many, yeah.
And this is your turn.
If you take it to January 5th, you'll get us a little strolled on memory lane on that day, because Maddie has 28 guests for my final show. And each and every one of them, in some way, shape, or form, has had something to do with either this show or McNeil. And so, I mean, there's something still ahead. And for the last time, as Boers and Bernstein, I do say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everybody that came out today and showed your love, and everybody over the years, because I never had a relationship with people like I have with the listeners to this show. As a writer, you don't really mix it up. You don't see them very much. If they scream at you at the old Chicago Stadium or wherever, that's fine. Generally, it isn't good, but you don't see them. It's great to put faces to names and everything that's happened to me over the last 25 years of doing this job, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Best experience of my life, and it's because of people like this that are standing here. They made it all possible. They listened. They liked it. And I owe them an eternal debt of gratitude. And you've got all my love you can have. I'm right here, and you've got all the love I can give you, all of you.
When this started, go ahead. Yes. When the show began, I didn't think of myself as young. I didn't feel young at 30. Oddly enough,
you're an old soul.
I didn't consider myself young, but I look at pictures and from looking back at 30-year-old me from 47-year-old me, I was pretty damn young. And there was always a time, and probably there's still a time where I thought I had all the answers to everything and thought I knew how to do this, and it was I could just walk in every day and everything would be right. And it turns out that it was the same time, I had just gotten married. It was before I had started a family and learned a lot of things. But being partnered up with you has been lucky for me in a lot of ways. And where some partnerships have different off-the-air relationships, for me, the way we were able to live together in real life, in real terms, on the air, has been a tremendous amount of truth, incredibly important to me, those hours every day. You've made me a better talk show host. You've made me a much more aware father and husband. And these 17 years and these hours every day, I can't tell you how much, even no matter what else is going on, no matter what's happening in sports, no matter how many people are listening, no matter how healthy the station was, every single day, I couldn't wait for this show to start. I couldn't wait. And every day, every day when it ended, I felt, I kind of felt a little bad when it was over. Every damn day, for 5 hours, for 17 years, no matter what time. And it's because I got to work with you. I will never forget it, and anything that I do moving forward, Terry Boers, anything, is going to be informed and entertained by your influence on me that has been nothing but a wonderful and significant positive experience. And for that, I can't give you any more or any deeper or any more genuine thanks.
Well, no, I thanks to you as well. I mean, it wasn't easy. being put in your position, and you handled like a champ, as you did when I was gone most of this year. So, I mean, I had no worries about you, never, not for a second. I knew, I wasn't sure how it would work, but I wanted it to work. I wanted it so badly to work just because I didn't want to be out of work. I just wanted it to be something that people enjoyed, and I think people did. And the guy sitting across from us, too, Matt Abatta, called the longest tenured producer. I'd be remiss. We'll get to him as well on the 5th, but this guy, he's become one of my best friends I've ever had, and I will miss him. I will miss you, miss Mitch, and everybody involved with the station, as you always do. And I will miss these moments as well with these people who, for whatever reason, like us. I'm never quite sure why they do. I'm glad they do. It's made me a better person. It's made my life better. It's made everything about me better. And I leave with no regrets. I don't have any. I mean, this is, I've given everything. I gave everything I had to this, and it worked for a damn long time. What I think a lot of people early on told me that it's never going to work. I said, yes, it is. The hell it's not going to work. I'll make damn sure this thing works. So, and we did.
For me, the connection is not ending. It's growing. It's going to grow in new and different, and I hope very exciting directions. I'm going to be right back in this time slot as the same Dan Bernstein you have known and hated and loved for all this time.
That's for sure.